Thank you for listening to the Family Life Podcast. For more great content, visit thefamilylife.org. We hope you are blessed by today's message and will be encouraged to share it with someone you know.
And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye then to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. It was the Apostle Paul who penned in the book of Philippians a verse that has become an anchor point for many a weathered and weary soul. Those who have found themselves caught in the chaos of a storm that life can quickly bring. He said this in Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." The peace of God. Just the thought, just the intonation of his words, the peace of God, suddenly shuts out the noise that so often makes the storm seem more consuming. But it was not just the peace of God that was assured, it was the peace of God that passes understanding. Meaning simply that the peace of God surpassed what our mind could comprehend. It went beyond the limited grasp that we have. God determined that he would offer to us peace that was not limited to our intellect or the lack thereof, not confined to our perception. And for there to be peace that would pass understanding, it would as well mean that there would be that which is first misunderstood. The things, the place, the problems that we couldn't get our mind around, in other words, the thing or the things that just don't make sense, the position or place in life that leaves more questions than answers, the problems that often stagger us in our stance. He said that there, in that misunderstood place, he would give us peace. And all of that surpassing peace was the result of prevailing prayer. For that was what the verse before it said. Look again, Philippians 4:6 and 7 now. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." To be kept in peace that passes understanding was the result of, first of all, praying and being thankful. Prayer always precedes peace. Peace is grown, understand this, peace is grown from the fertile soil of a life of prayer, and the keeping power of peace is a result of a place of purpose prayer. Many often want the peace that God offers, but fail to seek the place of peace through prayer. It's only through prayer and the faithful following of God. Now understand this, it's only through prayer and the faithful following of God, only in the seeking of him, even when it may not make sense or even when it does not seem reasonable or possibly convenient, that we are able to find that which could not be found elsewhere or otherwise. Only through prayer. Only through prayer can we find that peace that passes understanding. Such must have been the case of the multitude that followed Jesus that day in the book of Matthew. What they were searching for could only be found in the place and the proximity with God. Now understand these things. It's said of Christ Jesus in the 14th verse of the 14th chapter that he went forth, seeing the multitude, moved with compassion, healing their sick, he went forth. This mass of a multitude followed him as he healed them, like a current, if you would. They were caught in this draw and this leading of the Savior. They were drawn to him, and until finally, as this multitude moved, until finally at the end of the day, they found themselves in a desert place. Jesus had led them to a desert, a barren landscape of nothingness, away from the signs and the streets and all the settings that they were used to. The comfortable confines that accommodated them were no longer there. The distractions that had surrounded them were now gone. And it must have been exactly, understand, it must have been exactly where God wanted them. Never for a moment should it be thought that the God of all creation, the one who formed the land and the seas, the one who set the world into motion, could ever become lost. Jesus that day, he didn't lose track of place or time. He knew exactly. He knew right where he was and where they were, and he knew the time that they were in. First of all, understand this. He led them to a desert place. A place where most of all of what they were dependent on was gone. Provision in God is not determined by a desert place, but it is found in the portion that God is. The disciples said to send them away, for there was no place and nothing to feed them with. But God said, he looked at them and he said, they need not depart. They don't have to go anywhere. Where God has led you to, he as well can provide for you there. Because it's often only in those places where all else is stripped away, in the desert places of our life, in the desert places of our world, that we look to him as our only hope of provision and promise. It's in those moments, it's in those places when everything seems to be gone, everything seems to be no longer there that we once depended on. We have for so long lived on the benefits and blessings of the world around us, that now we are finding ourselves forced to a posture in a place where we must look to him for the answers in our world and in our life right now. And it could be, understand this, it could be the mercy of God that's allowing each of us to come to this place in our own life and in this world's present condition, that we return to him, not just for the sustaining of the flesh presently, but for the ultimate saving of our soul eternally. In this difficult day, you and I have to remember that God is not lost in all of this. He's not lost in everything going on around us. He knows exactly what he is doing, and he knows where he is leading you and I to. Don't rush away. He looked at them and said, they need not depart. Don't rush away. Don't rush away from the place that God has you in right now. You need not depart. If he led you there, then he will sustain you there. He will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. He'll put everything that you need right in front of you at the moment that you need him to be that portion. Secondly, understand, it was at the end of the day. It was the evening. They had been on their feet walking, weary, and he looked at them in verse 19 and simply said, sit down. Everybody sit down. They had been following step by step. The hours had passed. The day was almost done. And now, simply stated, it was just time to sit down. The portion that God is for us is as much about the time that God works in as the place that God works in. He could have broke the bread. Look at this. He could have broke the bread and the five loaves and the two fishes. He could have done it at midday and sent them all home. But it was in that moment of greatest need, when hunger was at its peak, when weakness would have wearied them, that a miracle would happen. God knows the place you're in. And he knows the time and the tempo of the trial that you are finding yourself surrounded by right now. He knows when you cannot take another step on your own, when you don't have the answer. He knows the moment. When the prodigal son came to himself in that pig pen, it was not just his riotous living that got him there, but it was because there was a famine in the land as well. Understand this. The timing of the famine forced him to get up and to find his father's house. you may feel like that you are in a desert place. You may feel like that you're in a desert place at the end of your strength. Resources have run out and ruin seems to be the result all around you. It seems to be crumbling. But understand this, God knows where you are at. He knows the temporary time of your life, and he has a miracle in the making just for you at that moment. If you would grasp this, eternal things often interrupt the fragile temporals of our life, for it's there in those weak, vulnerable places that God will show himself strong. Right there, right then. And that desert can be the place, it can be the place of provision for you that you never thought it could be. Right here, right now, in this moment, God can make you sit down and be at peace and feed you with what only he can provide for you. Whether you're watching this or listening to this, going down the road, wherever you might be, in your home, in your life, or at work, God can provide for you right now. You may not understand why you're going through what you're going through or why we are in the place that we are in right now in our world. That is why he can give you peace that passes understanding, because we don't have to comprehend it. We don't have to understand it all. You don't have to be able to grasp it. You don't have to fear, and you don't have to worry, and you don't have to wonder. For right where you are at this very moment, he can break the bread and the fish. In other words, the means to a miracle in your life, and he can bless them and feed you with the multiplied portion that he is. He will sustain you. So let this place, this time, this moment that's in your life, let it be that this is the place that you're changed forever. You need not depart from it. You need not worry. He's with you. Prodigal, that's listening to this, let the famine lead you back to the Father's house. To the lost soul, this is the moment that you need to repent and be baptized in Jesus' name and filled with his Spirit. Our hope's not in this world. It was never meant to be. Our hope is in Jesus. In that place that you are in now, know that he is the portion for that place in your life. Pray with me. Father, I thank you that your grace is always sufficient, that in our weakness, your strength is made perfect. And God, when we cannot see, you see. And when we do not know, you know. And Father, in the moments of our life that seem ill-timed and all the circumstances that surround us that do not make sense, and we feel like that we are in fact in a desert and provision is difficult to find, help us to remember, God, that our sustaining is not found in this world, but it is found in you. And we need not depart, because you will be what we need you to be in that moment. You'll prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You will be that one that gives us hope. And so, Father, I pray for every family listening right now, every family watching, every person, every individual, God, that is hearing this today, that you would minister to their lives, to their minds, to their spirit, that you would save their soul. You're not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. So, God, I pray right now, help someone to recognize the moment that they are in is the moment that you will be the portion that they need for you to be, God, to save them, to sustain them, to heal them, to deliver them, and to give them peace that passes understanding. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless you.